power is one of my favorite things to mess around with and try to figure out. I haven't gone solar yet, but that's the next step. Shouldn't be too hard because I'm only charging small batteries. And, I actually, really all I need to do is buy a solar panel for my Blue Eddy that I've got, and then I'm set. That'll charge all my gadgets and radios as long as I need it to, because none of them are huge. But yeah, that 857 I bought off you, that is my definition of prepping, you know, shack in the box on battery with a couple antennas in the bag, you know, ways to set it up and get her going. That's about the extent of it for me. I do carry, I got my ICOM ID50 in my backpack every day, but I don't know. I think there's more important things if disaster were to strike than do I have my HT. But I do like POTA. I do like, you know, operating out of the norm. Like I said, this is my favorite radio. Is the one I'm on right now is that 2730B in a bag. I unplug it like it's my phone on days I got to use it, and I zip the bag up, throw it on the floor in the truck, hook the antenna up, and I'm on the air. Except this morning, I forgot to put the antenna on the roof, so I was talking to Anthony with the mag mount on the floor in the back seat somehow. But yeah, no, all radio is good radio. I'm glad to see people getting involved, and hopefully that sparks some companies to do some cool stuff too, because it's been kind of static, right? It's been the big three with a couple niche companies here and there and a bunch of Chinese garbage.